Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Good morning. God is good?
All the time.
Amen. Let us open our Bible in Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. We humbly come before you, O Lord Jesus, today. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us and to our family. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us in this place to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O Lord. Thank you that you are our refuge in times of needs, in times of trials, in times of loneliness, and in times of happiness, O God. You're always there for us. Your joy is our strength, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the answered prayers. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and deliverance to us, to your church, and to your people, and to our family, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are greatly to be praised and adored. Thank you, Jesus, for being there for us. In Jesus' name. Let us confess and renounce our sins to God. Let us now come to God and renounce our mistakes, our wrongdoings, our wrong decisions. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus, we humble ourselves, O Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive our sins, our wrongdoings, our wrong decisions, our stubbornness, Lord, forgive us. Forgive, Lord, our laziness. Lord, forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O Lord Jesus, and purify us, O Lord, from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins so that we will be forgiven and become child of yours and have eternal life to the full. Lord God, hear our prayers, O Lord, and bring us back to you to do your will, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let us now ask our personal request and petition to God. Ask your needs. Ask our needs. God said in His Word, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your great love to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can ask our need, that we will not be worried about anything, about our future, Lord, because you are our provider and our refuge. Lord, whatever things we can't imagine, you can do it, Lord. Everything is possible to you, O Lord Jesus. Whatever is possible to men, all things are possible unto you. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this assurance, O Lord God, that you will in full control everything in our life. Thank you, Lord. We trust you and believe and live in your promises, Lord. Let us pray for our family, husband, wife, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, I pray for protection of my family, O Lord God. I may not be with them, Lord, and I cannot watch over them. But I entrust them to you, Lord God. Be with my family, Lord. I will lift them up to you, Lord. Be in control with their life, O Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for each family in this church, Lord God. This family of yours, Lord, I pray to bless and protect this family, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, that each member of the family to be submissive to your will, to your word, and to your plan, O Lord God. As just was said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for directing our way, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord, for the husband to be the spiritual leader to his wife and to his family and siblings, O Lord. We pray, Lord, to protect the husband from any lies of the devil in the name of Jesus. Help the husband, Lord God, to lead their children and to train them up in righteousness. We pray, Lord, to fill them with your Holy Spirit and give them wisdom and discernment, Lord God, to grow more in faith in the name of Jesus. We pray for the wife to be more submissive to your word, Lord God, and to her husband, so that they will be united to do your will and fulfill their duties and responsibilities to their children, to train them up in righteousness, to fear you, and to read your word, O Lord God. Bless and protect all the wife in this congregation, Lord God. Be with the wife, give them perseverance, Lord. Give them strength that comes from you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly come before you, Lord. Thank you for your love to us, to our family, and to your people, Lord. We lift up to you our children and ask, Lord, to bless them with your love and protection and guidance, and watch over them, Lord. Keep them safe from harm, both physically and spiritually, Lord. Guard their hearts and minds against the influences of this world, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my parents. Our parents, Lord, physically well-being. We pray to protect them from diseases, from sicknesses and harm. Bless our parents with sound mind and good health. As they grow older, we pray, Lord, to renew their strength and let them live according to your purpose, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify your name, Lord God. We bless your name, O Lord God, and exalt it, O Lord. Lord, we pray for our brothers, for our sisters, O Lord God, for your protection and guidance, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord, to watch every step in their life, Lord. Use them mightily, O Lord God, to accomplish your will, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray for your job and the place where you work. We thank you, Lord, and praise you for the many blessings you have given to us. We know, Lord, that this work, that this job is a gift from you. And we ask you to help us and keep our job, protect our job and our company in the name of Jesus. Bless our job and the job of my brothers and sisters. We commit to you that you may continually bless and protect our jobs so that we can give what is due to you, O Lord God, to give our tithes and offering and first fruits for the glory of your name. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who's in need. Hallelujah, Jesus, we lift our brothers and sisters to you who's in need, Lord. If they need healing, if they are sick, Lord, we pray, heal them. Touch these sicknesses and diseases and heal them, O Lord God. We believe, Lord, you're the highest doctor, O Lord God. If my brothers and sisters are jobless, give them job, O Lord. Provide job for them, O Lord, that appropriate their skills so that, Lord, they will praise you and give glory to your name. Lord, if they are in trouble, we pray, help them to find courage and strength. They need to face these difficulties and overcome any obstacles that comes to their way, O Lord. Surround them with your love and grace. Protect them touch everyone's life and continue to fill one of us, O Lord God, with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray, guide and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for your neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be safe. Lord, we lift up to you our friends, our neighbors, our relatives and friends into your hands, O Lord God, that they will be saved. They will know you as their personal Savior and Lord. Make a way, O Lord God, stretch out your hand and do miracles, Lord, that they will know and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, who is and who was to come. Lord, we pray, use us to tell the world, O Lord God, to tell people that Jesus Christ is Lord, that you prepared eternal life for those who believe and do the will of God. Lord, you created us to worship you and to do your will, O Lord. And the only gate and way to heaven. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, save the lost, Lord Jesus, through the good example of your people in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Pray for favor from God, and that he will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documents needed. We pray, Lord God, for those in government that will have favor from you and from them. We pray for our logistic need, offices, documentation to be met by you, O Lord. Enable us to provide for us, O Lord God. We commit ourselves to preach the gospel. We commit ourselves to obey the rules. We pray, Lord, for your vision and dreams. You reveal yourself to those in authority. We commit ourselves to evangelize, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church to grow and all the ministry of the church, evangelism, Bible study group, and more congregation to be planted. More people got water baptized and more people to be filled with Holy Spirit. We pray for more people to receive Christ and get water baptized. And we pray for more Bible studies and congregation to be planted in the name of Jesus. Help and guide us that we may continue to serve you wholeheartedly, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray once again to baptize us with your Holy Spirit. Refill us and give us the spiritual gift that we needed, O Lord.
Yes, O Lord.
Help us to heal the sick and deliver from the lies of the devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, do wonders and miracles through the work of the Holy Spirit in our life also, O Lord God, and in the life of your church and your people. Raise more workers, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Help us, Lord, to train more workers to go on and serve you, O Lord God. Bless the Bible studies, the congregation, Lord, the website, the vision of the church. Lord, multiplication and peace, implementing the whole will of God. Bless the church planning, church school. Bless the translation ministry, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord God. We pray for our service today. Anoint the items of our worship. Anoint the songs, the giving, the prayers, the message. We pray for this recording, Lord God. Anoint and use it to reach the people, to reach the congregation in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us all stand and sing praises to God.
You laid aside your majesty, gave up.
with all our soul, with our body, soul, and spirit. At this very moment, O Lord God, we are here in your presence. O Lord, that it be, O God, that truly, Lord, we can offer your life. For truly, Lord God, we have nothing but the life that you have entrusted, even it is only, it is in us temporarily, yet it is yours, O God. Let it be, O Lord, that we can offer you even at this very moment, O Lord God, our body, our soul, and spirit, the work of our hands, the fruit of our lips, O Lord God. O Lord, let our life be always be in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we claim, Father God, as what you have said, O Lord God, let it be done, let it be so. Thank you, Lord God, that for what you have done on the cross. Thank you for the price that you have paid for us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are even taking our sins, our shame, O Lord God. Thank you that day after day, O Lord God, we can rejoice in your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
praise, glory, and adoration. Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. The Savior.
All of my days are held in your hands.
praises, glory, and adoration belongs to you alone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us collect our tithes and offering and first fruits. Open your Bibles in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your greatness, for your faithfulness to us and to our family, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, for these tithes and offering and first fruits of my brothers and sisters. Lord, bless it, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, open the floodgates of heaven and bless your people, O Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, use this tithes and offering to reach the lost, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 15. Book of Exodus, chapter 15. And let's read it from verse 22 to verse 27. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. Verse 24. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water, and 60 and 10 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We bless you, magnify you. We come before the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that anoint my lips and put words and statement, Lord, so the message will be clear, give understanding to each and every one of us in humility, to humble before you and accept correction, accept the leading of yours into the style of life that you want us to go through, O God. I pray whatever purpose of sending this word to us shall be fulfilled. I pray for fruit, and pray that your name to be glorified in the midst of your church and your people. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today we speak about the sin of murmuring. The scriptures in the Bible have a lot of scriptures that speak about the sin of complaining and grumbling. We'll go through the scriptures and we'll find the reason, the causes of this, and how to handle such situations and circumstances when murmuring and grumbling will start. Here, as we have read in this passage, if we read verse 22, it says, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went there 3 days in the wilderness and had no water. That moment was after the Lord delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh, from the army of Pharaoh. He divided the Red Sea, they passed through the Red Sea, they got delivered from the bondage, and God caused Pharaoh and his army to be drawn in the water, and his people, they get escaped. After such marvelous victory, God led them into the wilderness where there is no water. There's no water. Possibly they have some water for them to drink, but there's no water for them to wash their body, and there's no water for their cattle to drink. And certain time, God would lead us from stage to stage. Why God allow that situation in their life? There's a purpose for God why He allows such to happen to them, that they will not have water. It could be to test their faith, to see how they will act, how they will react, to see also what is inside them. And also there may be a sort of training and show them how to persevere. God allows such things to happen in our lives, and we need to go through the way that God wants us to pass through. We should not forget the good victories that He gave to us. This is what happened just after their great victory over the great enemy of them. And in verse 23, and when they came to Marah, this is the second stage, that they went to the desert of Shur, and you know why they went to that desert? Because they were heading to the promised land, and you know, it is God who commanded them, it is God who commanded Moses that they need, when they will leave Egypt, they need to come and worship him to the Mount Sinai. And that's what we read in Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 12. But God said to Moses, and He said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee, when thou hast brought forth the people of the out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. So they need to go through the wilderness of Shur, when there's no water. And they need to go also the next stage in Exodus chapter 15, verse 23. And when they came to Marah, the meaning of Marah is bitterness. They could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Now, God gives them here water, but the water is not sweet. Why He gives them bitter water? And there's purpose. You know what I can say about it? You know that yes, it is bitter water, but they can't drink. I mean, they can beat it. They can manage. And the same here now with us. We are led into the wilderness. God leading us into the wilderness, and we are waiting for Jesus to come and take us. In between, there might be some water not sweet that we need to go through. We need to go through it because that is part of the journey for us to reach Canaan, and that is the promised land, the eternal life for us. We need to bear the circumstances and bear the situations not forgetting, don't forget the victories and the blessing that you received in the past, and the blessing and the victories that you're going ahead of you to receive. Don't forget it while you are passing through Mara. Mara is bitterness, but it is bearable, you know. And in verse, the next verse, I'm not saying it is easy, it is hard. It is hardship. Without water, it is hardship. With the bitter water, it is hardship. But verse 24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we? I think here, you know, they start to grumble against Moses. They complain against Moses. What shall we? What shall we think? That's acceptable. They will complain. But there's one thing, you know, there's one thing in the scriptures. Moses was dreaming, was ahead of him, the same situation, right? No water. And also, the bitter water was also in front of him. But Moses did not complain. It means that it is something that it can be bearable. They complained against Moses. The question is, why they murmur against Moses? Why we grumble against the leader? Why? It could be they are short-sighted. They were not able to see that God, behind all the scenario that they were passing through. Why you guy, Moses, you brought us through this wilderness? It is not Moses. It is not me, but that is the command of God that we need to go through it. God commanded them they need to worship in the Mount Sinai, and they need, that's the way. To reach Mount Sinai, there's wilderness without water, there's Mara with the bitter water, until you reach that stage. And in the between, there's other training going on. Other hardship and trials and suffering and Mara way, and God wants us to pass through. It is not Moses' decision. Why they say Moses? Because they thought he's the one. They could not see God. They could not realize that is the command of God. The same here. We need you, I lead you into the wilderness. That's the will of God. Not the worldliness. To reach heaven, we need to go through the wilderness. They grumble against Moses. They complain, what shall we drink? And Moses in verse 25, and he cried unto the Lord. Moses responded well and good and with a responsible way. He did not answer the people. He did not argue with the people. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute, an ordinance, and there he proved them. Moses cried to God. And that's what we need to do. We need to cry to God, we need to pray. We don't need to answer back all the grumbling that is against us, but we need to cry to God. We need sometimes, you know, we need to understand the situation, the people. He was irresponsible. He was praying that God will solve this issue. And when he prayed, God showed him that there's a tree. He took that tree. Now, there's nothing mentioned in the Bible about this tree. And what is this tree, the effect of it? But sure, it was a divine work. He got that tree and threw it in the waters, and the waters become sweet. And that's, you know, that was a lesson to them and even to us today, you know. Certain time, simple prayers can turn situation to a better things for us. And that's why where is our faith in God, and we need to trust God. And this is the power of prayer. And it's mentioned here in the same verse. It say that, and the Lord made them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. God gave them here, there, in that area when Mara become sweet water. God gave them ordinance and God gave them a statute. You know, He did not give them the whole law, but He gave them some new portion to them to make them understand if you go well with God, you will be blessed. If you go in an ill way, the more hardship and trials will be added into your life. God can turn our ill circumstances to a better way when we go well and go along with Him. You know, God can use the circumstances around us to turn our life into a better way. But we need to go along with Him. We need to go through Mara. And we have to bear it, we have to persevere, and we have to pray, and we have to trust Him. Then He say here also, and there He proved them. He proved them, it means that He showed them, this is the way. You go along with Me, I am good with you. You don't go along, then nothing will happen good into your life. Next verse, and say it. If thou will diligently, verse 26, if thou diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in His sight and will give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. He told them very clearly, if you obey Me, follow My way, follow My commandments, statutes, I will not put any of the diseases that I put on the Egyptian. You know, frustration, discontentment, grumbling, depression, anxiety, all coming from our grumbling. And these are the serious diseases that you know, it will bring God's wrath and bring also God's anger, bring displeasure and bring also sicknesses on. And as we need to repent of all such sins so that the blessing of God and we enjoy our life in the wilderness with Him. And they came to Elim. Elim is a new place, a new stage in their life. The previous stage was Mara, bitterness, now Elim. Elim, it means sweet, it is an oasis, it has, let's read it. It has 12 wells of water and 310 palm trees. Elim is dates. It is sweet. It's a tree of dates. And they encamped there by the water. At that time it was April. It was April time because that is the time they left Egypt. It was April time. It was not the time for the dates, but it was shade. There are 70 trees of palm tree. There's sweet water they drank. They get refreshed, preparing themselves for the next stage of their journey with God. Let's continue chapter 16. We are speaking about the sin of grumbling. Do not grumble against God or against His servants. And they took their journey from Elim. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. Now they are approaching Sinai, but they need to pass through the wilderness of Sin. Another hardship here. On the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for we have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain bread every day, that I may prove them whether they walk in My law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall Prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, At even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt, and in the morning then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmuring against him, against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? And our murmuring are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness. And behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with the bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails come up and cover the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. Then here is another stage. The previous stage, there's no water, and there is, after that there was a bitter water. Now there's no food. There's no food to eat. And they come now to the wilderness of Sin again. It is a place of wilderness. And in verse 2, it say, And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmur against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Now not only Moses, they complain against Aaron also. Why? Because they thought they are the one who brought them there, and they are responsible. You brought us here, where is the food? You have to provide for us. They were not able to see that God was behind all these things that was taking place in their life. The same now. We lead the people into wilderness, away from the worldliness. Wilderness, how we enjoy life in wilderness. We enjoy by reading the Bible, praying, meditating on the Word of God, obeying. We enjoy the life in the wilderness by fasting, not partying. We enjoy the life of stewardship, discipline. The strictness that we are passing through, it is ordained in the scriptures, and we cannot deviate from it. That is how the way when it happened. And that is the way also to enjoy our life, not in worldliness, not in squandering, not in partying, not in media or games or news. We don't enjoy our life in this way. They murmur against Moses. Instead that they will pray, even in the previous statement, the people, even they did not pray or ask that. They first, they went and complained to Moses and grumbled against him. Here they vent their anger. Their anger should be vent toward God, because God is dealing with them, it's not Moses. They turn it into Moses. But God corrected them. Verse, and the children of Israel said unto them, Will be to God. Would to God we had died by the hand of the law of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. Ye have brought us forth into this wilderness. They told him, you are the one who brought us into the wilderness. They put the blame on Moses and Aaron, because you are the one. Better for us to die in Egypt. Why they wanted to die in Egypt? Because they were eating flesh, parts of flesh and bread, but they were living in sin. We know that. They were living in immoralities, the Israelites. They were living in Egypt. They were living worshipping They worship idols in Egypt. They did all the sinful lifestyles in Egypt. Why they want to go there? Because they want to eat what they like. They don't want to be in hunger. And that they vent and get angry with Moses and Aaron, saying to them, "You are the one who brought us there." Then say the Lord unto Moses. Here God spoke, because God was seeing and watching what was going on. And possibly Moses was praying for the people. "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven." God said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you and the people." See here, Moses and Aaron, did they have special food? Did they have special food? Or the same situation? They had the same situation, also no food. Did they grumble? Why? That's it. It means that they can manage still. He said, God to them, "And I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain bread every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." God, when they grumble, he said, "I will rain from them bread and food from heaven." You know, see here, when you grumble, God will provide, not because you grumble and you complain, no. God had already provided your need ahead of time. And here the Lord, when he will provide the need, he will put on you another condition. He put on them another condition. "I will give you bread every day. It will rain from heaven around the camp, around your tent. You just get out every day." But they need to go out every day. They need to collect certain amount. No laziness. No sleeping late. No. They need to wake up early. Good stewardship. No wilderness, but wilderness. They need to stay there and need to collect, and they need to eat. And they need to collect 6 days per week, and the seventh day they should not go out and collect. But on the sixth day, let's continue to read. He said that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. He put them now a new law. 6 days you work, 7 days you have to sit down home and rest. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. God is just. God is fair. He told them, "On the sixth day I will give you double amount, so the seventh day you can rest." That is the rule of God. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, "At even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt." They told them now, because they were thinking that Moses brought them out. He said, "You will know in the evening, it is God who brought you here, not us, from Egypt and to here. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your grumbling against the Lord." They told them, your grumbling was against God, not against us. And those who grumble against us, they are not grumbling against us, they are grumbling against God himself. "And what are we that you murmur against us?" And Moses, verse 8, said, "This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmuring which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmuring are not against us, but against the Lord." And Moses spoke unto Aaron, saying unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, "Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmuring." Here they need to bring them and let them face God face to face, because God hear them and hear their complaint, and God will give them the food, but he put condition on them. God will give them the food, and that's what Jesus said to them. Even if we read in John chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus told them, "It is not Moses who gave you the food, but it is my Father who sent you the bread." John 6, 32. Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." That's what Jesus said to them. And they brought them to face God face to face, because they should make them understand that they grumbling against God, not against themselves. And that is how God will approve them, that they should depend on Him, that their provision is from God. They need to be in contact with Him in a prayer. And that's why God allowed this to happen to them. There's a purpose of why God allowed their snowfall in that particular place. And even if Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread, they need to wait upon God to give them the provision that they need in their life. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. You see here, which time the people were able to see the glory of God? When they looked toward the wilderness. When you look into this lifestyle of reading the Bible, praying, fasting, not worldliness, partying, squandering, games, playing, media. When you look in this direction, you cannot see the glory of God. But when you look in this direction, when they look into the wilderness, they were able to see the glory of God. And they were able to see that God was behind all that what they have passed through. And I pray that today, that you can see that all what you pass through, all behind that scenario is God. Not the office that you are in, not the leaders, not me. Yeah. For me, I will continue to lead you into the wilderness, the commands of God and what is written in the Bible. I will not go into the worldliness, but I will continue to lead you into the wilderness. And God is faithful. God finally gave them the bread that they need for every day in their life. And people understand. God is gracious to us. Therefore, let us see Him in each and every occasion of our Christian life. Let us walk with Him. Let us not look with negative looks to the people and those who are in offices and leadership, and blame them, accuse them, force them, and grumble against them for the hardship that we are passing through. Let us read the mind of God, and let us see beyond the hardship that we are passing through. Let us discern and see the new lifestyle that God had ordained for us to pass through. Let us learn to see the glory of God in the wilderness of this life that we are living until we translate to heaven. Let us shun worldliness and this lifestyle, knowing that it will lead us to be astray away from God. Let us be glad with the manna that God is giving to us, and the way He is providing all our daily needs and necessities. Let us be thankful to Him for every provision and for the guidance and the discipline, His presence in our lives, and the place in heaven that He has prepared for us. Let's stand. We sang, "Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior." We pray that mold me. Let us be molded now. Let us be cleansed from, let's renounce worldliness, grumbling, complaining, lack of stewardship, lack of discipline, not willing to suffer, not willing to go through the narrow way, putting the blame on others, not able to see God and discipline that He placed you in. Let's repent of all that. Thank you, Jesus. Come to God in repentance. Surrender your life and will to Him. The wilderness of Shur, no water, Mara, Elim, the desert of sin, all the plan of God. I have no fault in that. Please, look to God. Thank you. My life with the Father hand. Lord, take over. More the people. Cleanse your church from grumbling and complaining. Take us to the higher level, to the direction that you want us to move. Away from worldliness, but into the wilderness to see your glory. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Free us from harms that will not feel pain. Take your word and spread it. Take this recording. Make it reach to the rest of the places that you want it to reach. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My life is in you, Lord.